This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 100 years ago, department stores like Macy's and Marshall Field's weren't just thriving retailers. They were local icons among the most important places in town. Two or three retail generations later, which saw the rise of suburban malls and discounters like Walmart and online commerce, oh yeah, my, how things have changed. The latest retail numbers show increases in almost every category of store save three. Gas stations, electronics, and the once mighty department store. Marketplace's Dan Weissman looks at the past, present, and possible future of a retail institution.
At their peak, department stores weren't just places to buy stuff, they were places to go and do everything, especially for women. Jan Whitaker is author of Service and Style, How the American Department Store Fashioned the Middle Class.
When women went shopping there, they might spend hours inside an individual store, especially if they ate lunch or they went to the hairdresser or
paid the utility bills or brought a watch in to get repaired or consulted with the decorator or visited the travel agent to plan a trip.
There were so many possibilities there that could consume your time.
Not every consumer's dream anymore. Whitaker says the rise in women's employment was as big a factor as any in shifting the market. Discounters like Walmart were open in the evening. Today, Oliver Chen says Nordstrom's may be the bright light among department stores. He's an analyst with Cowen and Company. Nordstrom has a thriving website, the discount arm Nordstrom Rack, and a strong rep for selection and service. But is Nordstrom really a department store? I asked Chen, can you even buy a coffee maker there or a suitcase or dishes?
I don't even know the answer to that, to be frank.
Turns out it's no. But he says women's clothes are the bread and butter for Macy's, too. And that's where department stores have their advantage, having the merchandise right there and lots of it where you can try it on, like those skinny jeans.
Or that stretch denim. And you might want to look at that stretch.
And see if it's really a match with that top before you decide to buy. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.